ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
Righteousness does not consist in turning your faces towards the east or towards the west. True righteousness consists in believing in Allah and the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets. And in giving away one's property in love of Him to one's kinsmen, the orphans, the poor, and the wayfarer, and to those who ask for help, and in freeing the necks of slaves, and in establishing prayer and dispensing the zakah. True righteousness is attained by those who are faithful to their promise once they have made it, and by those who remain steadfast in adversity and affliction. And at the time of battle, between truth and falsehood, such are the truthful ones, such are the God-fearing.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumul qisasu fil qatla Al-hurru bil-hurri wal-abdu bil-abdi wal-untha bil-untha فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Believers, retribution is prescribed for you in cases of killing. If a free man is guilty, then the free man. If a slave is guilty, then the slave. If a female is guilty, then the female. But if something of a murderer's guilt is remitted by his brother, this should be adhered to in fairness, and payment be made in a goodly manner. This is an alleviation and a mercy from your Lord, and for him who commits excess, after that, there is a painful chastisement, and payment be made in a goodly manner. This verse also makes it clear that according to the Islamic penal law, the question of homicide can be settled by the mutual consent of the two parties. It is the prerogative of the heirs of the victim to forgive the murderer. If they want to exercise this prerogative, not even a judge has the authority to insist on carrying out the death sentence. In such a case, however, as the verse mentions, the murderer will be required to pay blood money.
And for him who commits excess.
Excess might consist of the attempt on the part of the heirs of the murdered person after they have settled the matter and received blood money to take revenge for the blood of the victim. It will also be excess, and in this case it will be on the part of the murderer, if he tries to delay the payment of blood money to the heirs of the victim. They would thus be repaying the heirs of the victim with ingratitude for their kindness and goodwill.
وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ
People of understanding, there is life for you in retribution, that you may guard yourselves against violating the law.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ
It is decreed that when death approaches, those of you who leave behind property shall bequeath equitably to parents and kinsmen. This is an obligation on the God-fearing. Those of you who leave behind property shall bequeath equitably to parents and kinsmen. This injunction relates to a period when no rules had yet been laid down for the distribution of inheritance. Thus, everyone was required to make testamentary disposal of their property so as to ensure that no disputes arose in the family and no legitimate claimant to inheritance was deprived of his due share. Later on, when God revealed a set of laws regarding the distribution of inheritance, the prophet, peace be upon him, further elucidated the laws relating to inheritance and testamentary disposition by expounding three rules. First, that no person can make any will regarding his estate in favor of any of his legal heirs. The portions of the legal heirs were laid down in the Quran, and it was not permitted either to increase or decrease them. Second, that testamentary disposition might be made only to the extent of 1/3 of the estate, but no more. Third, neither a Muslim nor a non-Muslim could be each other's legal heirs.
فَمَن بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَمَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
Then, if anyone alters the will after hearing it, this sin shall be upon them who alter. Surely, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوصٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
He who suspects that the testator has committed an error or injustice and then brings about a settlement among the parties concerned incurs no sin. Surely, Allah is much forgiving, most compassionate.